Welcome. Let's take some time for yoga. Start by sitting on your mat in any way that's comfortable for you. Close your eyes. Take a few moments to just slow down, ease into your breath. Now let your head drop down and gently roll from one side to the other. Back and forth. And then coming back to center with an inhale, arms circle up into the air. Palms coming together above you, and then coming into your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now with your next inhale, arms circle up into the air again. They touch overhead, and then they circle back down and around and into that prayer at your heart. And let that flow with your breath, rising up with your arms on the inhale, returning back to your center with your exhale. Next inhale, arms reach to the sky. This time with the exhale, let's fold forward. Place our hands down on the mat, step our feet back, and find our way to downward facing dog. Reach your hips high in the sky. Make yourself into an upside down V. You can let your heels come up and down a little as you begin to stretch into your legs. Feel the length of your arms and back as you stretch into this pose. Now walk your hands back to your feet and dangle down in a forward bend. Any way that's comfortable for you, legs straight, knees bent. You can wrap fingers around elbows, let your head hang. The body benefits from movement. So let's enjoy this movement and how it feels. Walk your hands forward again until you're back to downward facing dog. And then let your knees come onto the mat and sit down onto your feet. As you inhale, rise up onto your knees, reaching up to the sky. And then exhale, back down onto your feet, hands circle around your heart, just like we did earlier, but this time rising up and sinking back down, flowing with your breath. Rise up once more, and then fold all the way forward. Hands to the front of the mat, hips sink down into your heels. You can separate your knees farther apart if you want a little more breathing space. Finding ourselves in child's pose, let this be a little reminder that anytime you feel like stopping and taking a rest, child's pose is always available. You're always welcome to do that. Give yourself a promise that you will. And then toes curl into the floor, and we make our way back to downward facing dog. Now step your right foot forward. Let your left knee come to the mat. Inhale, arms to the sky, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands back to the mat. The right foot steps back, and we shift shoulders forward so they're above the wrists in a kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down to the ground. Inhale, roll the shoulders back, lifting the heart. And exhale, hips back to heels. And then we're back to child's pose. Toes again into the floor, downward facing dog. Now step the left foot forward. The right knee comes down, inhale, arms to the sky, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands to the mat, left foot steps back. Shoulders shift forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, arch up. And then it's back again to child's pose. And toes dig into the ground. Hips rise up, downward facing dog. Walk your feet now up to meet your hands. With an inhale, rise all the way up. Touch hands overhead, and then circle down and around into your heart. Let that flow. The body benefits from movement. Now one more inhale, arms reach up, and again with the exhale they come to your heart. Peek down, step forward if you need to. We want to be at the front of the mat now for the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. Exhale, hips sink down and back, we come to chair pose. And then rise up, maybe even lean back a little bit, and come diving down. Inhale, come up halfway. And then reach your hands for the mat as you step your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circle to the sky. And then hands back to the mat. Left foot now steps back, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale, back to downward facing dog. Right leg up into the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. The arms reach up. And then they come back down to the ground as the left foot steps up to meet the front. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach to the sky. Again, if you want to, lean back. Diving down. Lift up halfway. And then as hands touch the mat, we step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms to the sky. Hands back to the mat, right foot steps back, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. We go back to downward facing dog. Left leg now to the sky. Step or help your left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. We reach up. And then hands come down and the right foot steps forward. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reaching up, little back bend, and then come diving down. Lift up halfway. Now bring your hands to the mat and walk your feet back. And let's come to downward facing dog. Take a moment to breathe that in. The body benefits from movement. So let's begin some standing flows now. Reach your right leg up to the sky. Step your right foot forward. This time lay your back foot flat down on the ground. Warrior one. Arms reach to the sky. So the right knee's bent, pointing straight ahead. Left leg's straight with the foot flat on the ground. Now some nice deep breaths. Now as hands come to the heart, let's straighten the right leg. If you want to, you can step in a little with the back foot as we come to pyramid pose. So now with both legs straight, begin to lean forward. And to your own flexibility, find your way to this pyramid pose. Thinking of a pyramid, feel your feet really grounding you. Now let your hands make their way to the mat and walk your way around to the long side of your mat, turning your feet as you go. Hands come on thighs as we lift up to stand. Now point your toes to the corner of your mat and bring hands to your heart. We'll bend the knees and begin to sink down into temple pose. Be nice and centered here. Weight evenly distributed on your feet. Even bend in the knees. Thank you. And then we'll straighten the legs. We'll turn the toes back to the edge of the mat, the long edge. Hands to the hips, and let's fold forward. As you reach down, now let's go a little wider with the feet. You can heel toe apart a bit. We'll take a twist. Right hand below the face, left hand comes to the low back. Check in, make sure your back's nice and long. And let's twist to the left. As you do, you can keep your left hand on your back, or you can reach to the sky, whatever feels natural for you. Bring the twist into your neck by turning your chin towards your left shoulder. And then unwinding the twist, walk your hands forward, push your hips back. Elongate your back for a moment, let it release the twist. And then walk the hands back under your face. This time we'll leave the left hand there, right hand low back. And with a long spine, let's turn to the right. Once again, unwind, walk the hands forward, release your twist. And hands come back under the face. And as we walk our hands around to the front of the mat, let's turn our feet to face forward again. And we'll come to lunge or kneeling lunge. So either on your toes with the back foot, or lay your knee down, arms to the sky. Steady breath, deep breath. Now staying here, bring your hands behind your back. Lace your fingers together, rolling the shoulders back, lifting your heart up. And we'll keep the hands clasped and begin to bow forward, letting your hands lift away from your back, depending on your own flexibility. And now releasing hands, bring them to the mat and step back to downward facing dog. Let's walk our hands back to our feet. So now we're at the back of the mat. Inhale, rise all the way up. Touch hands overhead. Exhale, circle hands around like before, but this time hips come down and we come to a chair pose. Inhale, back up, straightening the legs. So flowing in and out of chair with your own breath. Reach up once more. This time, dive all the way down. Hands reach for the mat. We'll walk our hands forward till we are back to downward facing dog. Either staying here or adding in a vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And it's back to downward facing dog. Take another flow, right leg to the sky. Take the biggest step forward you can take. Back foot flat again. This time we open wide, warrior two. So arms parallel to the floor, looking down the line of the right arm. Again, front knee bent, back leg straight. Let your body benefit from this movement. Now without any change to the legs, reach just a little bit forward and flip your right hand over. Then arch it up and across like a rainbow across the sky into reverse warrior. The left hand can drip down the left leg as you reach up into the right side of your body. Now let's bend the right arm and lay it across the right thigh. Left arm now to the sky. Side angle pose. Right hand go to the floor, depending on your own flexibility. Mm-hmm. And then folding down, let hands come to the floor. And once again, walk your way around to the long side of the mat. Hands come to thighs, we come up to stand. Create a nice solid foundation for a back bend. Let's make fists at our low back. As the feet push into the ground, we roll the shoulders back, let the heart lift upwards. Leaning back to whatever feels good for you. Bring your back bend up. Change your hands around to your hip crease as you fold forward. Let your hands drop to the ground. And like we did with the twist, let your back relax and release. And then we'll walk our hands around to the front, once again moving the feet as we come to lunge or kneeling lunge. Bring hands to the heart and hook your left elbow across your right thigh. Let's elongate into a twist to the right. Keeping your hands in a prayer or spreading them from earth to sky, whatever you like. And then unwinding, let your hands come back to the mat. Step the right foot back. Walk your hands to the back of the mat again. Inhale all the way up. Exhale, circling arms around chair. And let that flow. One more time, reaching up. Folding forward. Walk your hands forward. From downward facing dog, either rest or vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And we're back to downward facing dog. So let's do those flows on the other side now. Take your left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Back foot lays flat. Let's return to warrior one. This time bending the left knee. Bring hands to the heart, straighten up the left leg. Take that step in if you want to as you lean forward and find your way to pyramid pose. And then hands come down to the mat and walk around to the other long side of your mat. Hands to thighs, lifting up to stand, toes toward the corners. And then hands to the heart as we sink down again into the temple pose. Legs straighten. Feet come around to the long side of the mat again. Hands to the thighs, folding forward. When hands reach the ground, go a little wider with your feet. And let's twist. Right hand below the face, left hand low back. Nice and long through the back as we twist to the left. The twist comes back around. Walk your hands forward. Let your back release the twist for a moment. And walk your hands back, this time leaving the left hand below your face, right hand low back, and a twist to the right. And coming around, hands come forward, we release the twist. Walking hands back in, let's come around to the front of the mat as we find our way to lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands come behind the back, linking together, chest lifts up and forward, shoulders roll back. And bowing forward again to your own flexibility. And hands come down to the mat. We'll step the left foot back, walking hands to the back of the mat. Inhale all the way up. Circle arms down and around into chair. And flow with your breath. Once more, arms up, dive all the way down, walking hands forward, from downward facing dog, Adho Vinyasa if you'd like, inhale plank or kneeling plank, exhale lower, inhale arch up, and we go back to downward facing dog. One more flow, left leg to the sky again, biggest step forward you can take as the back foot comes flat and we open into warrior two. Little reach forward, left hand turns over. We arch up and back into reverse warrior. And bend the arm, laid across the left thigh, right arm to the sky, side angle pose. And then our hands come to the mat. We walk them around one more time to the long side. Coming up to stand, preparing for the back bend. Nice, firm foundation with your feet. Fists at the low back. Pushing the feet into the ground. Let your heart rise up as you lean back. Come carefully up, let that back bend slip down into a forward bend. Give your back a couple of breaths to release. Hands walk around to the front of the mat, lunge or kneeling lunge. As hands come to the heart, we'll hook the right elbow across the left thigh, finding a twist to the left. And then bring your twist back around, stepping back. We walk hands one more time to the back of the mat. Inhale all the way up. Circle down in a round chair. Flow with your breath. Once more, up to the sky, diving down. Hands reach for the mat. We walk the hands forward. From downward facing dog, let's take our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And we go back to downward facing dog. This time, let's take knees to the mat. Sink hips into the heels. Find our way back to child's pose and take a moment to rest. Feel the energy you've awakened moving through your body. Feel the benefits of this movement. Thank you. once again. Press your hands into the ground, tuck your toes under your feet, and return to downward facing dog. And let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. A nice slow inhale as we come carefully back up and bring hands to the heart. Moving into some balancing poses, if you'd like something to stabilize you, feel free to move next to a wall or a chair or something. We'll start on the right foot. Circle arms into the sky. Let's come to warrior three. Tiptoe your left foot back, and then when you feel like you can launch forward, reach your left foot out behind you, and your arms can go in whatever direction facilitates your balance. Slowly pull your left knee through to the front and then wrap your arms around your left knee as you pull it into your body and stand up straighter and straighter. And then releasing, let's go back to warrior three. Left leg reaches behind you again. And then let your left foot come back to the ground, stepping back to meet the right. Give yourself a moment to walk that off a little bit, move your body a little bit. Let's balance on the left leg. Arms to the sky. Tiptoe the right foot back, and when you're ready, launch into your warrior three. And we'll pull the right knee to the front, grabbing hold, standing up straight and tall. And back once again to warrior three. And back to 2 feet on the ground again. Whatever kind of instinctive movement your body's craving. And a nice big inhale as arms circle to the sky. Exhaling, hands reach down for the ground. We'll walk our feet back, lay our knees down, and once again settle into child's pose. Time, let's add a side bend to child's pose. Walk your hands way off to the right side of your mat. Walking back to center again, and then off to the left side of your mat. And walk hands back to center. Let's walk our hands back in toward our knees. Crisscross at the ankles as we slip right over the tops of our feet and come to sit on the mat. So moving our movement down to the floor now, grab hold behind your legs and with knees bent, roll back onto your back and then back up again and roll forward and back a few times. Now the next time you roll forward, come to a point of balance with your feet not on the ground. Roll your shoulders back, let your chest rise up, looking upward. Now if you can, you can let go of your legs and straighten them in boat pose. If you need to hold on to your legs, no worries. Find a nice, slow, steady breath to give you strength. And then feet come to the floor. Take hands behind you onto the floor and lift your hips up into tabletop pose. Looking up to the sky. And then gently the hips come back to the mat. And we'll straighten our legs out in front of us. Let's take a forward bend. Inhale, arms reach to the sky. And then exhale, hinging forward at your hips, not your waist. Reach out over your legs. Explore your own flexibility, honoring your limits, exploring your options. Letting each inhale lengthen you, and each exhale relaxing you. Begin to walk your hands up your legs. Once again, grab behind your knees and roll to your back, but this time stay down on your back. Draw your knees into your body, wrap your arms around them, rock side to side. Now take both hands around the left knee. Lift your right leg up to the sky. Draw your belly in, and using that strength, slowly begin to lower your right leg down toward the ground. Pulling in with your belly the whole time so you're capturing that deep belly strength. Now before your foot touches, lift it slowly back up. And then continue. Keep breathing, but keep trying to find that deep belly strength rather than letting your hip flexors do the work. Now lower one more time. And when the right leg comes up, drop your left foot to the floor. Grab behind your right leg and draw it in toward you, taking a nice hamstring stretch. Take your hands to the floor beside you on the mat. Push into your left foot and lift your hips up off the ground. A one-leg bridge pose. Staying in the bridge, bend your right knee and cross your right ankle over your left thigh. See if that gives you a little leverage to lift your bridge even higher. Slowly lower back down. Now reach through and grab behind your left leg. The right ankle is still where it was. Draw the legs in toward you for this reclining pigeon pose. You can rock around a little bit as you draw them in. Relax your shoulders. Let's go deep into the right hip here. Lots of long, slow breaths of release. Your fingers slip apart and cross the legs. Take your hands on your knees and draw circles round and round. Feel a difference in sensation with your right hip and your left hip after that nice opening. We'll even that out in a moment. And change the direction of your circles. Go the other way. Are you Now take both hands around the right knee, left leg to the sky. Again, trying to connect with your deep belly strength, begin to lower and lift. Now lower once more. And when the left leg comes up, drop the right foot to the floor. Reach behind the left leg. Give yourself a stretch here. Now hands to the floor. Push into your right foot. Lift the hips off the ground. Bridge pose. Cross the ankle over your right thigh, lifting a little higher. And then the bridge lowers back down. We'll reach around behind the right leg and find your way to pigeon pose. Let's even out the opening of the hips here and get that nice open feeling in the left hip. Close your eyes if you like. Let your body relax into this. So fine as you are. I am a princess. May God bless you with my shining American star. You're my shining American star. Releasing the hands, uncross the legs. Once again, hands on the knees, making circles round and round. Feeling both hips now lighter, freer. I go around the other way. And then come back to center. We'll move into inversions now. You can choose whatever you'd like. You could lay on your back with your legs stretched up toward the sky, or you could move yourself up to a wall to do that. You could push both feet into the floor, lifting into the bridge with both feet down. Maybe lift into a shoulder stand, or if you have another inversion, you practice safely. Whatever you'd like. And just take some deep breaths. Begin to slowly make your return to your mat from wherever you were. And once you're there, hug your knees, rock side to side. Now take feet under the floor. Lift your hips up just a little. Slip your hands under your hips. And then lay your hips down onto your hands. Stretch your legs out straight and sit up. Now tuck your elbows under your back so you're propped up on your forearms for fish pose. Now roll the shoulders back, lay the head back. Let your heart lift up toward the sky. Feel that opening down the neck, across the shoulders. And then bring the head slowly up, laying back down onto the mat as you release your hands from underneath you. Once again, pull your knees in, rock yourself side to side. Extend your left leg onto the mat. Take your right hand, your left hand on your right knee, and roll yourself over into a twist. So shoulders stay pinned to the mat, but as the right knee comes across your body, you open into this nice twist, looking to the right. Now the left hand slips away and the twist rolls back over. You may need to recenter yourself a little on your mat and bring your knees in, rock side to side. And then rock your way over onto the other side. You can stretch your right leg out or keep it bent. Right hand on the left knee, the twist opens in the other direction. So now we'll look to the left. Right hand slips away, that last twist rolls you over and lays you softly back down. Straighten yourself out again a little, rock yourself side to side a little, and then release your body down onto your mat. Extend your legs, lay your arms down, close your eyes. Let's enjoy this final relaxation. The body benefits from movement. Let your body take that movement in now as you lie here in stillness. The mind benefits from stillness. Focus on your breath and see if you can bring your mind closer and closer to a place of stillness. Now take a very deep breath in, releasing it into a nice, long, slow exhale. Give yourself a moment now to create a closure for your experience today. And whenever you feel ready, roll over onto your right side. Rest there with your head cradled on your arm for a moment. And slowly return to where we began. Come to sit on your mat again in whatever way is comfortable for you. Again, we'll let our head drop down, rolling one side to the other, back and forth. As we come back to center, arms circle up into the sky, hands touching together above us, we'll bring that prayer first to our forehead for peaceful thoughts today, and then to our lips for peaceful words, and to our heart for a peaceful heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.